The Q101 Morning Crew.
On Q101.
Q101 Morning Crew. Right here, and we're talking about, sadly, sad death, Clarence Gilyard Jr. of Walker, Texas Ranger. This is his day. It's not Chuck Norris's day. He's still alive. He played Jimmy on the show. He passed away. He was also in Die Hard as the nerd that broke into the safe. He was awesome.
Yeah, you may have also seen him in Matlock.
You got him in Matlock, too?
Yeah, dude, he's been in everything.
Yeah. And like I said, Sundown and Top Gun had, like, I think one line in that movie. But the reason we're talking about it a little bit more is, has a show ever inspired you to buy something? As Justin talked about buying the pickup truck from Walker, Texas Ranger, at least the same brand. But people were checking in. I wanted in junior high to look like Sarah Michelle Gellar from Buffy the Vampire Slayer. My parents wouldn't let me dye my hair, so I put peroxide in it to bleach it out.
Oh.
Now, what does that do? I never was able to dye my... I didn't want to dye my hair ever.
It turns it orange.
Ugh.
Yeah, pretty much.
Does it ruin your hair forever?
I don't think it ruins your hair forever. It can fry it. I know that because instead of losing weight in order to look different and to be more attractive to women, I would dye my hair crazy colors.
Oh.
I thought it would make me look less fat. I'm dead serious. I thought I could distract them with crazy hair, but they'd forget that I'm fat.
Hey, look up here.
Yeah. There's
no distraction. Nothing down there.
But I can totally relate to her because when I was a kid, I used to love the TV show Home Improvement.
Oh.
And remember Brad?
Oh,
he had the part in his hair?
Yeah.
I was probably in sixth grade, and I was like, I want that hair.
Yeah.
But I could never get it because I have a cowlick. And I was balding in the sixth grade. Like, I could do the part, but it's going to be halfway back in my forehead.
Will you please try to do that today and put a picture up on Facebook?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, why not? Ryan bought an official Ghostbusters costume with all the accessories. And also, I made replicas of Jules and Vincent's guns, 847 checks in, from Pulp Fiction. Spent nearly $2,000 modifying them, and they're not worth more than $500, but just because he wanted the guns from Pulp Fiction.
I wonder how often he pulls those out and looks at them.
Hmm. Or
is it worth it?
Yeah. Does he have to keep them hidden? Jesse checked in the Walkman from Home Alone when I saw that about the Walkman from Home Alone.
I think that probably was on everyone's Christmas list that year.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's really fun to think about is those movies in the 90s. Maybe it was because of me. And I don't know if you're like me and you're right around the same age as I am. But like when you would see a TV show or a new movie and it, like there was an item in that movie that you had to have for Christmas.
Yeah.
There was nothing better than that.
And that Home Alone Walkman is on point.
Right, I'm trying to think of the other thing. Oh, Stretch Armstrong. I saw that in like a movie and I go, I need one of those.
Did you get it?
And then I saw Toy Story and I saw all those toys. It was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a Stretch Armstrong.
You did?
Believe it or not, Brian, I still had Christmases.
Yeah. Doesn't sound like it for most of your stories.
You know, my parents did try. All right.
Let's move this over to Facebook. Go to Q101's Facebook page, and we'll move this over there on a TV show that inspired you to buy something.
The Q101 Morning Crew.
On Q101.
Q101 Morning Crew, time for Who's Karen Is It?
Karen.
Karen.
You what?
Why did you do that, Karen?
She's alarming but disarming and a really very charming modern girl.
Karen.
No Karens were harmed in the making of this show. All Karens are exposed under the supervision of professionals.
That ain't true.
So, there's a couple angles on this one today. Where is this person a Karen? And you decide at 312-591-8300. The crew members check in because a woman is suing Kraft. It's actually for the Velveeta shells and cheese for the prep time that they distribute. They say it's 3.5 minutes prep time for the Velveeta cheese and shells. She says it's not. It takes longer than that based on the instructions on the box. And she's trying to form a class action suit to get up to $5 million that everybody can share if they all get in this lawsuit and go for it. So is she a Karen for doing this, Justin?
My instinct immediately says yes.
Yeah.
Just take the L. It's not even that big of an L. It does not affect your life. Why are you spending so much time out of your day in your life to fight something like this? It doesn't matter. Unless you're super hungry. Unless you need an out, you don't have any future or an education or a will to live, and the only way that you're going to be able to provide for yourself is to sue for things like this, then go for it. Do you. But I see this as a waste of time.
So she is being a Karen because it's a waste of time.
To me, a lot of Karens cry wolf. And this Karen is crying wolf. There are a lot of companies that deserve to be sued for false advertising. I don't see Velveeta as being one of the top 500.
Something we thought we'd never say on the show. Here's the thing. Have you ever loved something like that? The Velveeta shells and cheese. And you made it once and it took too long based on what they said it would take. So the next time you're starving, you have it, but you go, no, I'll just grab some bread and put some butter on it because I know that's going to take too long. To, what I want that, but I can't go through the steps to do it. If they would have just told me the truth, I would have prepared better and had a snack so I wouldn't be starving when I want my shells and cheese. Instead, now I know from experience it sucks and I won't eat it anymore.
Are you done?
Yes.
Because the steps and process that you're speaking on is pour water, put in microwave, hit go. So, I mean, come on, man. So what if it takes an extra 12 seconds? And it's really funny because now that I think about it, Velveeta's not the only one that does that. The Kraft macaroni and cheese, the microwavable ones,
yeah,
they're also not ready when they say they are. But almost nothing is. Cup of noodles. What does it say on the back of it? It says like a, it says 90 seconds or something. Those noodles are not soft in 90 seconds.
No.
But it's common sense to let it sit.
You ever buy the breakfast sandwiches that are frozen from 7-Eleven?
Of course.
And then you figure you can take it home. It says a minute and a half on each side. So you have to pull it apart, put it in the microwave, minute and a half. And then you get it done. There's still parts that are frozen. And then you got to kind of guess where to put it on the plate so it nukes properly. And before you know it, you're there about 9 minutes of 30 seconds here, 1 minute here. And then the thing, half of it's burnt or whatever, not, you know, kind of that hard, it gets hard in the microwave.
It's funny you mentioned that because it's super difficult to cook a burrito evenly.
Yes.
Part of it's icy. The other part is lava.
How have we not figured this out yet with microwaves?
Should we sue them?
Yes.
Because that's what this lady's doing. That's what a lot of people are doing.
I don't know. I think she has some merit on this. But again, there's two sides to every story. You guys decide on this. 312-591-8300. Does she have, you know, is she warranted here?
Is she a Karen? Because if she's warranted, then she's not a Karen.
That's true. That's what we're asking. Is she a Karen? Dex is checking in. Dex, ahoy.
Oh, hey. What's up?
Hey. What's up?
I think she is Karen Hood. She is giving back to the people. She is giving back to the people who cannot afford the $5 minute Velveeta cheese.
Okay, I like that aspect. I don't believe it. I don't think she's going to share the money. I know she's trying to make a class action lawsuit so you can get your 30 cents or whatever if you join in on one of it, but she is the person who's trying to get the big bread, the bag, the kids say these days, Dex.
Yes.
But doesn't everyone get to be part of a class action lawsuit?
Yeah, but I think that she gets a bigger cut.
Yeah, the definition in it is you have to get, if you want to get a certain amount of people in it to share the money, like the one in Illinois here, there was the Google one, there was the Snapchat one, there
was
the Facebook
one. I got one yesterday in the mail, RCN.
Did you really?
Yeah, if you've had RCN between 2012 and 2022, you can be part of this class action lawsuit.
Damn, Megan got $370, I think, from the Facebook one. So those class action ones have to have a certain amount of people in it so then everybody can get the money and then split the money.
Right. So, Dex, you're saying she's not a Karen, she's a hero.
Yeah, she's definitely a hero. I mean, if there is an easier way to figure out where all these class action lawsuits were, people could probably get the money easier. But it's like hard to actually know what's going on. But if everyone was taking part of that money, then she is definitely Karen Hood. She's being a Karen, but she's being cool about it.
Dude, you're rad. I love that point of view. We would have never got there as two dummies.
Thank you, Dex. Now, the other side of that is Mitchell texting in 708 Mitchell. This story, yeah, I remember seeing this week. A Karen, a bum ass, lazy as hell. She complained about having to do the steps before it even goes in the microwave, even the cool down time of the shells and cheese.
Which I agree with.
Yeah,
that is so aggravating, the cool down time,
oh,
damn it.
It sucks. You got to burn your top of your mouth on it for sure.
You better put that in the advertising. That's catfishing.
Yes. Yeah.
Also, I learned a fun fact about noodles last night.
What's that?
That you need to run them after you cook them, run cold water over them because noodles continue to cook. Didn't know that.
Yeah. But I like
Wait,
them
did
hot.
Did you know that?
I didn't know that. I mean, I know they continue, just like a steak, they continue to cook.
No, but you're not. Whoa. The cold water isn't so you eat cold noodles, you big dum dums.
They still, you get, they are cold though after you put the cold water on them.
You can put them back on the heat.
But then you're woken and you gotta cool them down again.
Do you guys understand to see what's happening here? I was excited about something I learned. I don't get to learn much. I have the brain of a mouse. I was excited and then you just squashed all my dreams and the education that I got from YouTube. Join the conversation about Karen.
Yeah.
The Q101 Morning Crew.
On Q101.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.
The Q101 Morning Crew.
On Q101.
Well, our Karen is always at Q101's Facebook page. It's Q101 Morning Crew. You guys decide there. And most people are deciding that she is a Karen for threatening to sue Kraft because the Velveeta shells and cheese takes more than 3.5 minutes to cook, according to the instructions, trying to get $5 million out of the deal.
773 joins the conversation and writes, every 8 minutes, a Karen becomes the victim of Velveeta cheese.
Well, you can still add your comments on there, but it brings up a different thought, is what products are a ripoff?
Yeah, which products should actually be sued, or which ones have been sued for false advertising? Like, I got $3.33 because I was part of the class action lawsuit for Red Bull. Because they never gave me wings. And normally I'm not the type of person who jumps on stuff like that.
Yeah, right.
But now I am.
A scam and lawsuit? You're not that guy?
I'm normally not, because I expect at some point in life they're going to be coming after me for something I've done.
I'll tell you what the biggest ripoff product is. Scrubbing bubbles.
Oh, they scrub, so you don't have to.
They've never done that. There's nothing close to that, like in the can, when you spray it, that it does the work without you scrubbing your ass off.
Well, where are you spraying it?
My ass.
Okay.
Yeah, right over my ass.
Trying to get the barnacles off? Okay, well, it does work if your toilet's clean. So hear me out. If you use it every single day, if you use it every day, if you go a month, which I know you do, without cleaning your toilet, and then you spray it, it's just not going to, you know, it's not Jesus.
Well, I'm not going to spray every day scrubbing bubbles on the toilet.
Dude, it's not going to turn urine into wine. But I totally understand what you're saying, because I used it on the shower recently. And I go, oh, baby, well, check this out. We don't have to do anything. It scrubs, and you don't have to.
Right.
And then 20 minutes later, it just made a bigger mess.
Yeah, it does not work at all. And you guys join this conversation, please. If you're like us and you buy something, you think it's going to work. The advertising made it amazing for you, but it does not live up. It's a ripoff. 312-591-8300.
And stuff like this has been happening forever. Remember back in the day when more doctors smoked Camel cigarettes than any other cigarette, and they allowed commercials like this to go on TV?
You know, if you were to follow a busy doctor as he makes his daily round of calls, you'd find yourself having a mighty busy time keeping up with him. Time out, for many men of medicine, usually means just long enough to enjoy a cigarette. And because they know what a pleasure it is to smoke a mild, good-tasting cigarette, they're particular about the brand they choose.
Unbelievable that they allowed that to happen.
That's why you smoke, right?
That's exactly why, because doctors told me to.
So you should sue. It's a little late, though, because they stopped those ads at a certain year, and I think you're too young to get on those lawsuits. So old lawsuits, people could, you know, back in the day.
I don't know. If I think back, the Camel commercials probably are the reason I smoke cigarettes. Mm-hmm. It can't be because I grew up in a house full of people who smoke, or I was easily manipulated to try to look cool, which never worked.
Smoking was dinner?
You know,
in your house. they lay out cigarettes like in Shawshank when they're gambling, and they lay out the cigarettes that they gamble with at your house.
When they would set the napkin in the plate, it would go fork, spoon, knife, cigarette. But yeah, chime in. Remember Eclipse, gum, Activia, yogurt is another one.
Oh, yeah, Activia.
Yeah, they said that it'd make you go number two, but apparently that didn't work.
Yogurt in general is a ripoff, because I got on a yogurt phase. Because when you see the ads, it looks like ice cream. And it does not taste like ice cream, and you do not lose weight on yogurt. You do not at all. I just want more yogurt, and I want to pour everything in it to make it taste better, because it tastes terrible. Yogurt sucks.
Oh, jeez. You're not wrong. That was really funny.
What products are ripoffs? 312-591-8300. Q101 Morning Crew.
The Q101 Morning Crew.
On Q101.
Okay, in just about 30 seconds here with the Q101 Morning Crew, we're going to play some audio that's going to be in your brain the rest of the day, and I guarantee all 10 phone lines are going to call up and say, how can I get that? I need to hear that. I need to have that. Okay?
Can you just tell people it's a My Chem Christmas song?
No. I mean, you just did. Now you ruined my tease.
Right, but I thought mine was better. Because now they know what they're sticking around for rather than this thing that's going to make me feel awesome or whatever you said.
Well, you can judge that cheese if you want to.
No, please don't judge us.
But we were talking about products that are ripoffs, and there was a couple. There was someone said the Dodge Neon was supposed to say hi to you when you opened the door, and it never did.
Hi or hello?
Hi.
Okay, a Dodge Neon would say hi. Be more proper. BMW says, hello. But no, I never heard of that before.
Okay, so let's continue that over on Facebook, too, this conversation, those rip-off products that the advertising made him seem so amazing. Okay, now, some audio that's going to stay with you the rest of the day. Or as Justin says, it's a My Chemical Romance Christmas song. Now, you judge our great mashups we always put on the show here for you. So it's Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas, with My Chemical Romance. Are you ready?
My father took me into the city to see a marching band. He said, son, when you grow up, would you be the savior of the broken, the beaten, and the damned?
Wow.
He said, will you defeat them, your demons, and all the non-believers, the plans that they have made?
This is awesome.
The Q101 Morning Crew.
On Q101.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Good for my career. Sent me to rehab, though, so. That's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
The Q101 Morning Crew.
On Q101.
All right, Q101 Morning Crew. We just put up at Q101.com that My Chemical Romance, Mariah Carey Christmas song mashup. You only get it here. Q101.com. Go find it for yourself because everybody wants it. And there it is for you.
Yeah. Well, you can hear it on other morning shows, too, in 3 days. That's never really happens to our content.
And now, maybe something else you'll hear in a couple days on some other morning shows. Something so wrong, some audio, that if you laugh at this, you are going to hell. And we really mean it today. So what this is some husbands have their wives read these words. Mike, who, cheese, and Harry. And then this was the result that happened when they had them do this.
Can you read this?
Mike, who, cheese, Harry. Mike, who, cheese, Harry. Mike, who, cheese, Harry.
What the hell is your problem?
I'm reading it. Mike, who, cheese, Harry. Mike, who, cheese, Harry.
Is it?
I don't get it.
Is it really?
Mike, who, cheese, Harry. What the hell? I'm laughing at him. I don't understand why it's so funny. Mike,
what does it say?
It says Mike, who, cheese, Harry. Mike, who, cheese, Harry. What? I don't understand.
It's not funny to you?
No. Mike, who, cheese, Harry. Mike, who, cheese, Harry.
The Q101 Morning Crew.
On Q101.
Every hour, Gil Curtis, Q101 Morning Crew's newsman comes in and delivers the headlines to you.
This is not headline news. Today is Methamphetamine Awareness Day and National Mississippi Day. I'll let you judge about whether or not it's a coincidence. The U.S. is sending Ukraine 4 Avenger air defense systems. Why only 4 Avengers? Because like everyone else, Ukraine wasn't interested in Hawkeye. 60% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. Times are so tough, grocery stores now accept cash, credit, or plasma. And Jennifer Lopez says that breaking up with Ben Affleck in 2004 sent her into an 18-year spiral where she just couldn't get her life right. I'm sure that makes the twin she gave birth to in 2008 feel awesome. This is not headline news.
The Q101 Morning Crew.
On Q101.
Well, we know one guy that's going to remember the sex. It comes in this story. Holy cow, is this a terrifying story. A guy's girlfriend burned down his house after another woman answered his phone. Turns out that person was just a relative of his.
She is quite a handful in the bedroom.
They've been dating 1 month.
Oh, hell no.
That's crazy. But I fall in love quick. I can see myself falling in love with the right person in a week.
In a week. And then here's the other part of that question or equation. When do you get jealous? How long you're with somebody, when does jealousy kick in?
The moment we make eye contact.
Before I even say hello.
Yeah, I know, right? No, I don't know. I think it's different for every single person, but I can see myself falling in love in a month.
This is a 23-year-old woman that happened in Texas, and she went to FaceTime him. Another woman answered on the FaceTime.
Ouch.
Is that worse? Because she sees a woman, she sees the face right away?
Yeah, but I mean, her instinct shouldn't be to burn his house down to the ground when she has a child.
Yeah.
And she didn't care that people were in the house.
Yeah, ridiculous. Went over there and just put the gas on and burned the house down. And they started a GoFundMe to help the guy out. Because he doesn't have a daughter. It's like $15,000 already in there.
Which is amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, how many of us can think back to our exes and go, whew, dodged that bullet?
Oh, well.
Or maybe didn't dodge a bullet. Maybe you had to take a couple hits.
I took the hit on getting a restraining order. I've talked about that one before. I mean, I don't want to talk about her again. But yeah, I had to go through the Cook County court systems and get the restraining order. You know what? It didn't work. Restraining orders are kind of a joke. They really don't work. I spent a lot of money to get one. And then when I called the police when she violated it, they said like, all right, we'll look for it for you. Yeah, right. We got 500 murders to solve. We're going to talk about this.
Yeah, well, I'm so sorry that this 5'6", super skinny, hot blonde with fake double Ds is stalking you. Mister, I'm 6'4 and a quarter. Oh, poor you.
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
Pretty girls want you. Yeah, I can see being a cop going, hey, shut up.
Yeah. Sorry, it's a bad connection. Prank caller. They hung up.
But this woman is 23 years old, and she made a mistake that she'll never forget. And I feel like we've, maybe not all of us, but I bet you a bunch of us have done things in our younger years while dating that we regret.
Well, of course, you do stupid things, but like I said, burning down a house a bit much. But what have you done?
Nothing like burning down a house before.
Yeah.
But I've done some shameful things. You know, I had a girl one time fake a seizure when I broke up with her.
What?
Yeah, that's a real fact. Guess what I did?
What'd you do?
I got back with her.
Oh, of course.
It worked.
No, you can never break up.
It worked,
and the crying or something, it always works. When you're vulnerable, you try to end something, but it always works. And, you know, maybe you guys are like us, and you've all come across that person that you knew could burn down a house, but either you got out of it in time, or like Justin says, you still took a few hits on it and something happened in that crazy relationship.
How many of us ignore the red flags? Because I'm a walking red flag, so my girlfriend Steph is ignoring them since day one. But how many of us are doing it because we want to like somebody or we actually do like them that we ignore a couple of the very bright red flags?
Or you're just damn lonely. There's so many people out there that just want someone and you find someone that's, you know, that's connected with you in some way. But those red flags are right there and you're going like, yeah, but I can change that person. Or, it's not as bad as I think. Of course, ignored red flags.
That's why I always look for chicks on dating apps who rescue dogs. Because I feel like they're Mrs. Fix-It. They're going to want to, you know, give me a tune-up and believe in me.
Yeah, but I also think that's a red flag.
Oh, for sure.
They're rescuing the dogs?
Yeah. So this woman was arrested. Do you think he broke up with her, or is he still with her?
I don't know the end of the story because I didn't look on purpose. I think... let me see here. I think he's still with her.
They broke up.
Oh, okay, good. I'm glad I'm wrong on that because I really did assume that she was a panther in the bedroom.
Yeah, you're going to see the story all over the internet because it's trending like crazy right now. She lit his couch on fire.
Yep, went and do that.
That's amazing. I had a situation where my dad was dating a woman who was married and her husband destroyed the house because he didn't want her to get it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Wild.
Yeah, that's taking the next level. Again, I think everybody out there, all of our crew members, you know, and let us know, do you ignore red flags and what happened in that situation when you did? You know, sometimes I guess you can come out of it and the red flag, maybe by chance they change. I can't even say it with a straight face. There's no way that happens.
Do we think people are aware of their personal red flags?
Good question.
I just said that I'm a walking red flag.
Yeah.
But do you think other people are like that? Like, are you aware of your red flags? Chime in on and join this conversation. What are your red flags? Because her red flag is that she falls in love really quick and she's a little violent. she loves fire.
I'm asking, but what is your red flag?
My red flag is that I have mommy issues. I'm driven by the wrong things in life. I get in my own way.
Whoa, I didn't know we had enough time left in the show.
Yeah, bud. Hey, take a seat and grab a cigarette. You're going to need it.
You know, we're going to be on through a Lauren show till 11 today with Justin's red flags.
Yeah, feel free to join in on this conversation, guys. Help me out here.
Yeah, 312-591-8300. What is your red flag? Can you be self-aware enough to admit what your red flag is? Join this conversation. It's Q101 Morning Crew.
The Q101 Morning Crew.
On Q101.
We're talking about a guy's girlfriend who burned down his house after she FaceTimed him and another woman picked up who just happened to be a relative. She didn't care. She went over to the house, burned it down. They'd only been dating a month. And this led us to a conversation. Are you self-aware enough to know your red flags? Because obviously this woman has some red flags somewhere in there. He didn't see it. He ignored it because she's probably amazing.
Yeah, she's probably really cute, or there was other things about her that he was like, you know what? I can deal with these red flags, because I doubt out of nowhere she just burned down the house and acted super jealous. I'm sure along the way he can look back and go, you know what? I should have picked up on these red flags.
Yeah, like Courtney in Portage. Now, she is self-aware enough to admit her own red flag. Courtney, ahoy.
Ahoy.
What's a red flag that we would have seen on you if we were dating you?
It was the jealousy.
Okay, what'd you do?
So I didn't turn 21 at the same time as the guy that I was dating. P.S. We're married now. They were all 21, and he lived with two roommates. And they were going to go out to the bar, and I was just going to go home, I guess. Well, I was such a jealous psycho that I knocked on our neighbor's door and asked to borrow a kitchen chair, and I put it on the door of their apartment. So they couldn't get the doorknob to move. And then I sat on the dryer, because the laundry room was right outside their apartment. And then I sat on the dryer for the rest of the night until like 2 in the morning so that I was sure they wouldn't go out. And then I moved the chair and left.
You locked them in the apartment?
Yes. Hey, y'all crazy bitch, but
you so good, I'm on top of it when I dream. That is fantastic, Courtney.
Oh, my God.
And now you're married. That's awesome. He didn't get afraid of your red flags there.
No, we've been together for 10 years. That was 10 years ago.
That's fantastic.
Now, did he think that was also kind of awesome that you did that?
Oh, his friends thought it was really, really crazy, but it definitely was his thing that I was so crazy.
Yeah.
See, I like stuff like that. I do.
I know you do. I know you every day, and I know you're my kind of toxic.
Jeez. Hey, Justin, I think you got somebody, a new friend.
She said, I'm her kind of toxic.
You are.
You're so right. I am. We're a big mess, but it's a beautiful mess.
Oh.
It sure is.
All right. You're awesome. Thank you for being you, and thanks for sharing that on the air. That's awesome. That's great.
Appreciate you, Courtney.
Absolutely. Have a good day.
Case, can you put a red flag on that phone number, please?
Yeah, and a gold star next to it. This reminds me of something. I totally forgot about this, but my ex-wife, I had a moment like this with my ex-wife. She hit me. She hit me, which is crazy because she's an angel. She's literally the greatest thing.
Sure.
Like, personality-wise and human-wise, they don't make them like this.
Mm-hmm.
And she hit me. And in that moment, instead of calling the cops or being afraid, I remember standing on the couch going, what, you really love me? You love me so much that you're going to hit me?
Yeah, there's...
I married that girl.
There's some therapy for that.
Is there? Was that true love?
I don't know on that. Maybe Jose can help with that one. Jose, ahoy.
Yes, hello?
Yeah, what's up, Jose?
What's up, dude?
Hey, what's up, man? So, my red flag is that I my humor gets me in trouble.
Right now it's your reception.
It's your phone now.
What do you mean your humor? Give us a taste of it. What happens?
Okay, so let's say my girl, right? She's, my girl and I, we're big people, you know, we're big, you know, she's a big girl and I'm a big guy, you know?
Fatty McFatFat.
Exactly. So when she gets mad at me, I say she has man cow disease.
No, you don't.
What?
Yes, I do. And she smacks me all the damn time, you know? You know what I mean? So, yeah, man. I get in trouble a lot because of that.
Well, how about stop calling your wife fat? Let's start there, bud.
No, that's true. She calls me a pig sometimes. She calls me a Forkster, and I call her a cow every once in a while. So we joke around like that, but sometimes I go overboard, you know?
Yeah,
so.
I get that.
Yep. Sounds like it.
Well, it's awesome because Brian, him and his wife make fun of other people, and you and your wife just make fun of each other.
That's the best medicine, you know, for a good relationship, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, hang in there, buddy.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
All right.
That was awesome. I kind of have that relationship. I know you're like that with Megan, too. You don't call her fat anymore because she'll beat your ass.
Oh, of course.
But we tease one another.
Yeah, all we do is rip all day long. She rips on me every day. I mean, it's easy.
Oh, yeah. What are some things she says about you? Well, that clearly are never true.
Yeah, like, hey, nice job making those changes this week. As I'm supposed to start working out and get healthier for the baby? I thought you want to be alive for her. Pour more salt on that. It's constantly.
Hey, fat boy, really going back to the potatoes, huh?
Yeah.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast, wherever you listen.